As I said, the title of my message tonight is not how not to be short with God. And we're going to look at tonight some of the things that in our life make us short with God. And we'll get into what that means later. But we're going to look at, first of all, about the distractions, the disturbances, and the distances that the things of the world bring into our lives. Now, we started with Philippians chapter 4, verses 8, which is a great verse. It says, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Yeah. Now, I love the Apostle Paul. Yeah. He's great. He's the kind of guy that I can see, I can feel a lot of sympathy and connection with. And he talks about, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. And he says, I don't want to know anything about anything else. I just want to know about Jesus. Amen. And that's the way the Christian should be. Amen. Now, I know we live in a dark, dark, evil time. Yeah. I mean, I've never seen it so dark as it is today. I've never seen evil front and face everywhere you turn. I mean, it's on the television. I like to call that the hellivision. It's on the radio. It's on the internet. It's everywhere. The devil is everywhere, and he wants to get us distracted from the things that are good. And I think we have to be careful to make sure we get our mind on the right things, the good things, the things that mean something in our life. And by that, of course, I mean Jesus. Amen. He's worthy of all of our praise, all of our honor, and all of our thoughts. Think of Jesus before anything else. When you get up in the morning, you say, thank you, Lord, I woke up. Have you ever said to the Lord, thank you, I woke up. Thank you, I breathe. We thank the Lord for our food. Why not for our health? Why not for our wealth? Why not the things we have? We should put Jesus first, and we should think about the things that really make profit in our life, such as salvation. Amen. You know, the most important thing that people need in this world is not a new government. Amen. Not an educational system. No. Not money in the bank, not gold in your pocket, not silver in your heels, but Jesus. Amen. Jesus said in Mark chapter 8, verse 36, for what shall it profit man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Most people don't gain the whole world. Amen. There's a few people out there who own everything. The billionaires and billionaires are getting richer and richer. They go to Davos and they have a wonderful time. But all of them have a little, but none of them have it all. And if you could have it all and you lost salvation, you've made a bargain that's not very good. Have you ever been ripped off? Have you ever had something you got afterwards? Wait a minute. And they say, buyer's remorse. You never have that with salvation. Amen. You never come to the Lord and said, Lord, you shortchanged me. I didn't get what I thought. The Lord gives you more than you can possibly wish for. Amen. And heaven. Amen. All this. And heaven too. I was witnessing to my brother David just recently, and I was talking to him, and I was telling him, you know, there is, every time I meet, I try to slip it into eternity, you know. I said, you know, you've got to spend eternity somewhere. It's either in hell or in heaven. He says, well, I'm going to go down in hell. I'll stoke the fire with the coal. I said, David, you won't be doing anything of the like. Hell is a place of torment and fire, and it's a terrible place. And I don't want even the devil to go there. I want nobody to go there. But the devil's going there and he can't do anything about it. Amen. But there are souls out there who need to hear the gospel. Amen. They need to hear about salvation. Salvation is the right decision not to be short on what God gives you. Mm-hmm. So many people are shortchanged with the things of God because they don't look for value in a relationship with God. I'm afraid that we live in a time that most people's attention span is about 15 to 45 seconds. And I'm being generous. Amen. Most people, you talk to them and they get glassy-eyed and you can tell they're somewhere else, and you almost feel like grabbing them and saying, wake up! And sadly, many Christians are in that place. That's why they don't come to church to hear good preaching.
Amen.
That's why they don't like to hear long preaching. Amen. That's why they don't like to hear loud preaching. And that's why they don't like to hear Bible preaching.
Amen.
The reason why is because their attention span spiritually is very short.
Good.
How short is your attention span? What if I was to preach for 15 minutes? Would you be disappointed? What if I was to preach for half an hour? Would you be disappointed? What if I was to preach for an hour? Would you be disappointed? The Bible says Paul preached. He was long preaching. I'm afraid today most Christians can't stand long preaching.
That's right.
Because they have short spiritual attention spans. You're shortchanging yourself if you have a short attention span. That's why the Bible says to think on these things. Whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is honest, whatsoever is just, think on these things. Now, I like to go to the gym. I do. I enjoy the gym. It helps me. I go along 5 or 6 days a week, and I go there. And I usually go late at night because there's nobody else there. And I enjoy it. And I find the more I exercise, the stronger I get. I'm able to endure longer and longer and longer. And maybe Christians need to come to church more so that they will endure the Word of God longer and longer and longer. They need to be not shortchanged with salvation, not short change with preaching, and not short change with serving the Lord.
Amen.
We live in a different time. We do. I mean, my wife and I were talking about this the other day, and you know, they're trying to get people my age back into work because we'll work. And a lot of people today, they don't want to work. They want to get only the amount of time in they have to get in, and then they're away. But you know what? If you're going to do something to serve the Lord, you've got to put your time in.
Amen.
It takes time to knock on doors.
Amen.
It takes time to memorize the Bible. It takes time to read the Bible. And that's time well spent.
Yes.
Interesting, in the Bible, we read that verse in Psalms about servants back in that time. And when you think about it, well, the time of the Psalms is actually what we call the Bronze Age. I mean, that's the time where in this country we were, you know, hammer and you know, rock. And they were having the Bible back then. And it talked about the relationship between the servants and their master. It wasn't like today where they came to the servants or the employees and said, you know, do you think you could do this week? No, the masters at that time, they just had to look at the servant and look at what they want dead. And the servants were watching their masters, and they did what the masters wanted them to do. I wonder if we're close enough watching the Lord that we can see what he wants us to do. You ever had the Lord zero in on you? And it's like you're the only one there. And you're, okay, Lord, whatever you say. If you're close enough to the Lord, you'll hear him. You'll know what he wants. If you're in the Word, you won't have any excuse for not knowing. You'll know. So you've got to think on the right things to not be short. But not only thinking on the right things, but be more devoted to the right things. Turn over to Psalm 119, right there in the middle of the Old Testament. Psalm 119 and verse 11. Psalm 119, the longest chapter in the Bible. It's divided up into every letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is interesting, and talks much about the Word of God. Imagine that.
Amen.
Psalm 119, and we're going to look at verse number 11. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16 says this, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Colossians 4, 5, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. David said in the Psalms that his heritage, his treasure, was the Word of God. You know, I love my Bible. Amen. I really do. I love to read my Bible. Brother Michael, just last week, he brought in a new Bible. You see that smell of a Bible you've never... Just, oh, that's lovely. Just open the Bible and the pages like that. I love to search the Word of God.
Amen.
It's a joy. It's a blessing. And if you want the right devotions in your life, you've got to spend time with God.
Amen.
And time with God is never wasted.
Right.
I've wasted a lot of time in my life. There's been things in my life I'll never get back. You ever sat and talked with someone and you're like, I'm never getting that time back. It's like, come back when you've got less time. And you, I've known people, Christians, that I've put a lot of time into trying to help them.
Yeah.
And they've just turned and run away from God.
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems to me like oftentimes the people you spend the most time with are the ones who've run farther away from God. When I was first a pastor many, many years ago, I would be at people's houses all the time. I'd be three or four times a week, I'd sit down and I'd open the Bible, I'd study with them, and every Sunday they were never there. So I stopped doing that. And they started coming to church. Spend your time wisely. You only have a certain amount. Just the other day there, I had my 62nd birthday. And Debbie's got a birthday coming up she doesn't want me to talk about. But she's older than me. And she says, you know, I'm near retirement, you know. I'm going to be retired soon. I said, I don't believe in retirement. I believe in refirement.
Yeah.
Amen. Get on fire with God and go and do more and more. But you know what? The older you get, the more you realize how precious time is. I remember years ago, they used to have these folders for time management. And in business and things like that, time management is very important. But outside of business, in your personal life, you should make time for God.
Yes.
That time's never wasted.
Amen.
That time is always valuable. Going back to our verse tonight, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are pure, honest, true, think on these things. If you're going to think on these things, you're going to do these things. You'll be able to do the things that are right. Spending time with God. One of the great verses in the Bible I love, one of the first ones I memorize, is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
Amen.
If you wanted a Bible verse for your whole life, that's it right there.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord. I don't know what's ahead. I really don't. I mean, we may go through times of persecution in this country.
Amen.
They're doing all kinds of things behind the scenes to try and bring... I was reading just recently over in Northern Ireland, they're trying to slip in a new law that, you know, the government can force you to be vaccinated against your will. If there's a health emergency, you won't have a choice. Well, I will.
Amen.
Amen. I will not comply.
Not
a chance at all. But things are getting darker and darker.
Amen.
So we should get more and more closer to the light.
Yes.
And time in the light is never something that we'll waste. I've wasted many things. Joel chapter 2 verse 25 says this, and I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palm worm, my great army which I sent among you. Romans chapter 16 and verse 18, for they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. 1 Corinthians 6:13, meats for the belly and belly for the meat, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but the body is for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. Philippians 3:19, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. There are people whose whole life is about things, pleasure, and power. But those things are just fantasies that fade away.
Amen.
Serving the Lord is the greatest thing you can ever
do. Right.
I remember the first guy I led to the Lord on a wall, 16 feet off the ground. He was from Bristol, And his name was John. I'm not going to, because it's on YouTube, I'm not going to mention the last name. But, you know, he was there on the wall, and I led him to the Lord, and he was so overjoyed. I'm going to heaven now. The joy of leading a soul to Christ is a joy that this world knows nothing about. You keep your gold, your silver, and your all the rest of it. I'd rather know about the jewels and the crown of the soul winner that mean more than anything else. Spending time with God is not wasted. Spending time in the world is rotten and wasteful. Amen. So not only that, but what is stopping you from serving God? Galatians chapter 5, verse 7. Let's turn there. A couple chapters back from Philippians, if you're still there. Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 7. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Who is it that stops Christians from living for Jesus? It's not Jesus. It's not Jesus. If you are being tempted and drawn away from the things of God, you can know 100% that's not God's will. God's will leads you to the Lord, not away from the Lord. Anything that leads you away from the Lord and from his word is not from the Lord. But it's either yourself, your sins, or even Satan. Which one? What is it that stops Christians from serving God? What is it that makes them come up short with their relationship with God? You know, some things that we're all short of. One of my favorite verses in Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So when it comes to salvation, all of us are short and can never get to God by ourselves.
Amen.
Not only that, Romans chapter 9 verse 28 says, for he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. One of the things that motivates me from serving the Lord in this time is our time is short.
Amen.
This, I remember many years ago when people thought this world was going to go on for a long, long time, hundreds and hundreds of years. They were talking about 10,000 years. There's even a song. 10,000 years, you know, in the year 25. I'm dating myself now. In the year 2025 and all the rest of it. People thought there was lots of time. But people know intrinsically, we're coming to the end. This world's not going to continue the way it's going. The dark clouds are gathering. The foes and the works of darkness are gathering.
Amen.
They talk about in battles how they gather the troops together. The devil's gathering his troops. The governments of this world, the organizations of this world, the powers of this world, the principalities, the powers, the rulers of darkness are gathering for a war against the Lord.
Amen.
And before that, the Bible teaches that God's people, those who are saved, everyone who's saved is going to be removed from this world at the rapture.
Amen.
And our time is short. Now maybe I'm strange and maybe I'm different, but I always wonder if maybe just before the Lord returns and the rapture happens, if you could be that last soul winner to lead a soul to Christ, and they bow their, up you go. Wouldn't that be great?
Amazing.
Our time is short. We live like we're going to live forever, but we're not. We live like we've got forever, but we don't.
Amen.
Every hour, every day is important. Every week is important. Every day studies in the scriptures is important. Every time we go soul winning and tell people about Jesus is important, because our time is short.
Amen.
I used to live in America many years ago, and one of the greatest sins of independent Bible-believing Baptist preachers, I used to hear all the time. I had a friend who preached at a conference one time, and he was only asked to preach once because his message was not a very well-received one. And he preached on the sins of Baptist preachers: buildings, Buicks, and blondes. And he was like, "Well, that didn't go over very well." But anyway. One of the greatest sins of many preachers, especially in America and even all over the world, I'm not just saying America, but many places, they always start with, and let me finish with this. And they'll say, and they'll go on for another 15 minutes, and let me finish with this. Now, I'm almost done. One last thing. And on it goes. And you're saying, like, the time is getting short, you know. Do we really realize the time is short? The book of Romans chapter 13 says, and that knowing the time. And that knowing that, do we know that what the time? Not only that. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 29. Let's turn there. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 29. All the things you have, you're about to lose. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. You know, I'm not against anyone having nice things. Let me state that. There's nothing wrong. If God blesses you with a Lamborghini, praise the Lord. Just make sure you go soul winning in it.
Amen.
That's all I say. Full of gospel tracts and Bibles, and if you can use it for God, amen. Nothing wrong with nice things. But 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 29 says this. But this I say, brethren, the time is short. It remaineth that both they that have wives be as though they had none, and they that weep as though they wept not, and they that rejoice as though they rejoice not, and they that buy as though they possess not, and they that use this world as not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passeth away. But I would have you without carefulness, that he that is unmarried careth for the things of it that belong to the Lord, how he may please the Lord. It remaineth that everything we have we're about to lose. That's why I'm glad the rapture is going to be quick.
Amen.
You're not going to have to gather all your stuff or clean up your house. It's all going.
Amen.
And there's nothing, as I said, there's nothing wrong with having nice things. But the time is short.
Amen.
When we'll be in heaven. And you won't have to worry about your latest iPhone or your PlayStation 5 or whatever one it is. Or this, that, and the other. Or you won't have to worry about the darkness and the artificial intelligence and the wickedness that's going on.
Amen.
We're about ready to leave this place.
Yeah.
And thank God for it.
Amen.
I don't want to come up short. I want to make sure that what I'm doing for the Lord will last for eternity.
Yeah.
So going back, and I am going to finish with this, to Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 9, which says, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do.
Amen.
And the God of peace shall be with you. It's one thing to sit around and hear a gospel preach and message,
yeah,
and to open the Bible and know the time of the sermon is short, but now you have to do something,
yeah,
with what you've heard,
yeah,
seen, and read,
yeah,
so you don't come up short.
Good.
Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you tonight for your word. We thank it's quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. Lord, help us to get busy in this dark, dark time. Lord, I know the darkness is all around us. I know the devil is gathering. But Lord, I thank God that as Christians, our hope is not in this world. Our hope is in heaven to be with you. Bless us, Lord, as we go our separate ways. Bless our time of fellowship. Speak to our hearts. We ask these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.